Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. When God first sent Moses to liberate the Israelites from the Egyptians, it was so the people could serve the Lord on the holy mountain, so that they could worship him with a sacrifice and a feast. Worship was the ultimate goal of freedom. The Hebrew word used for serving or working for the Lord is avad. In Greek, it gets translated as liturgy. Isn't that interesting? That's why the Mass, the liturgy, the sacrifice, and the feast instituted by Jesus is also called a service, the divine service. Worshiping God is not just one of the things we do. It is the most important thing we do. All our prayer, all our time spent with the Lord flows from and leads back to this fundamental truth. The greatest work of our lives is to worship God. The highest and most essential way we serve God is by giving him the worship he is due. So at the heart of everything, this is our primary purpose, the central work of our lives. Actively participating in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the supreme act of worship, and cultivating a daily life of prayer. Everything else in life finds its proper place only when worshiping God comes first. And yet, it's hard to see things that way, isn't it? Because there are so many other things vying for our time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. When Moses came and asked Pharaoh to let the people go so that they could worship God, which is the most important work, Pharaoh treated it as a distraction from the work he wanted them to do. Listen to how Pharaoh puts it. What do you mean, Moses and Aaron, by taking people away from their work? Off to your labor. You would give them rest from their work? They are lazy. That is why they are crying, let us go offer sacrifice to our God. Pharaoh's attitude is amazing. He thinks the worship of God is something that interrupts the people's productivity. In this case, making bricks. And he thinks the practical work is what really matters. And look, the truth is, we're all kind of like Pharaoh. Maybe we don't actually say that getting other stuff done is more important than prayer or mass, but we act that way, and we certainly think that way. After all, we don't think about prayer or mass or God most of the time when we're doing our work, do we? But we sure think about our work when we're at prayer or at mass. In fact, we get so antsy to get back to our projects when we're in the midst of prayer. Why do we feel like practical work is more important than prayer and worship? And what in the world can we do to stop feeling that way? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. The truth is that prayer, worship, and service to God, these things are a lot harder than our professional and personal projects. Yes, our jobs may be mentally and physically challenging, but nothing is harder than focusing on God. Nothing is harder than trying to keep our minds fixed on what can't be seen or heard or comprehended. So yes, prayer and worship are more difficult than anything else. That's why we run from it. That's why we'd rather build things from bricks than pray. Bricks are simple, they're tangible, and easy to understand. But even if worship and prayer is difficult, it's infinitely more important, isn't it? It's more important to reach out for the unseen God than for the straightforward bricks of the world. Better to grope blindly for the Lord of heaven than to cling tightly to bricks. Yes, we can't see them clearly, that's for sure, but they won't last. So make yourself free for the work that matters most. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Another thing to notice is that our worldly work and our practical projects all involve trying to deal with something outside of ourselves. A field, or a home, or a spreadsheet, or a boardroom full of other people. All these have some kind of measurable results. You can clean a house, you can harvest a field, you can convince the boardroom to sign off on your proposal. There's a kind of tangible finality to worldly work that feels really nice. But when we pray, or when we worship, then we have to confront ourselves and all that needs to be done to fight our vices and develop our virtues. And nothing is more exhausting than the struggle to overcome the difficulty within us. And you don't feel the tangible results. There's no way to objectively chart your spiritual progress or numerically measure your growth in virtue. There's just no metric to get a hold of. That's why it's hard. But again, you can see why it's the most important thing. Better to examine oneself, asking for the Spirit's help and guidance to become better. That's better than doing anything else. The imperfect effort to grow in holiness is more important than to competently try to perfect anything else. And that's the main work God asks of us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Moses wanted the people to serve God. Pharaoh wanted the people to serve him. Moses wanted the people to build up their souls. Pharaoh just wanted the people to make bricks. So what's more important, prayer and worship or getting stuff done? Serving worldly aims doesn't have a very long shelf life. Pharaoh didn't have long to live, but God lives forever. Worshiping God lasts a lot longer. Bricks and the things they make, they will crumble. The pyramids have been disintegrating for a long time now, and one day there'll be nothing but dust. But for trillions of years, actually, for an infinity of years, our souls will still exist. And we will wish we had been more dedicated to building our souls with worship and prayer. Lent is a privileged time of worship and prayer. So figure out how you can let your worldly projects stop distracting you from Sunday Mass or daily Mass and daily meditation and get down to the main work of your life, worship and prayer. A choice lays before you, brick building or soul building. Which will you choose? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, one of my favorite things to do every day is to pray the rosary and to pray it with you. And this is what Our Lady's been asking, which is a great thing to do, especially during Lent. And that is, pray the rosary every day, but don't pray it alone. Invite others to pray with you. And actually, Our Lady's been asking us to form rosary groups. Now, for this Lent, we've got a couple of special things. As you're already experiencing, we have very special content from the Book of Exodus and Salvation History leading up to Holy Week. But also, every night at 7 p.m. Central Time, our team prays a live rosary on our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. But I really want to encourage everyone out there, especially during Lent, to take the next step to forming a rosary group. Now, maybe the people in your life are way far away from a rosary group, but there are still steps you can take. Or maybe you have a group and you just don't know what the precise next step is, or maybe you just want to freshen your group up. We actually have people on staff who can give you personal help. All you have to do is click the link below that says Lent 2025, and someone from our team will get in touch with you, give you personal help. So let's make this a fantastic Lent by answering the call of Our Lady. So what struck you with this one, Teresa?
I'm just kind of attached to my emotional support brick.
What do you mean?
It's just a funny thought. I was thinking about how much we cling to the tangible and we want. I mean, first and foremost, it's easier to compare when you have something really tangible, you know? When we talk about work and productivity, we almost always mean, how many hours are you putting in? How much money are you making? And like, we really cling to that sort of thing that we can compare.
Okay. You've hit a very important point.
It's funny because God doesn't want us to compare anyways, but more and more we're like, yeah, but if we focus on those internal things, how will I know if I'm doing better than everyone else?
Yeah.
This is beauty as a metric. This is just the metric that we're always striving for. And I think so much about, like, I had a friend who was telling me about life in New York, and the biggest problem, just they're so productivity driven. It's so focused on the quote unquote grind and this idea of you need to be working yourself to the bone 24/7 and you need to be proving yourself over others. And there's this unending strife. And I think of that in such a Dante's Inferno kind of imagery of just this endless strife, this endless comparison.
Yeah. What you've hit on that I wasn't thinking about, that it's extremely insightful, is that we're trying to create our identity and worth by achievement.
Mm-hmm.
That we're trying to make our mark in the world,
mm-hmm.
etch our name in the granite. But you can never create your identity and worth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when you think about the fact that he accomplished that with the price of his precious blood.
We certainly can't find anything that will be worth more than that.
Yeah. No. Well, thanks for the conversation. And let's be apostles of friendship. good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.